您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
Why do girls find the need to go to the bathroom in groups? It's definitely not because our bladders are on the same schedule. For those of you who are baffled by this mystery,Let's break it down for you. 男生心中是不是常有一个疑问，就是女生为什么上厕所的时候要成群结伴、呼朋引伴、手牵手呢？ So, yeah, holding hands is a bit of a stretch there, but I think it's not just a Chinese phenomenon that girls tend to go to the bathroom in groups.
Yeah, right. I think it's basically practiced everywhere in the world, and you can see those kind of groups, in Western movies too. And in China, it is, the same case. I think it's a chance for girls to socialize and gossiping about all the things. Like if you don't want to discuss something in public, then you will invite a friend. Say, hey, do you need to go to the restroom? Let's go to the restroom together. And then it's not the restroom that you are really,you know, want to go. It's somewhere, you know, close up or outside the restroom where you will have your talk, well, like discussing a certain thing or talk about a boy, a newcomer. And sometimes you will ask your girlfriend, hey, do I look good today? Oh, just tell me I look good because I'm going to go to a presentation or whatever. So you sometimes need encouragement and you bring your friend to, you know, to the bathroom and then get some help.
Yeah, before, I don't know what, Brian, you would say about this. I think for ladies, certainly the bathroom is a place to bond. And when you grab a girlfriend with you, and it's sort of the ultimate signal saying, we're besties, and you share that, waiting time together, and also, after, you know, the bathroom experience, you talk about things, and that's certainly...I think quite a happy time for ladies.
So you actually go to the bathroom then when you do that? You're not just there gossiping the whole time? It's really this kind of mystery. Although before I go into that, I would say, hold on, your use of the word besties demeans the concept of best friends, which is a shameful sort of thing.
Why is that?
It trivializes it. It cheapens it.
What about BFFs then?
Better.
Similar effect?
Similar, but better. But I'll say this. The human female is a peculiar animal. It appears to...
That's because you're a guy.
Well,
And we think that you guys are just... You're weird. And you're just from a completely different planet. I mean, all men, okay? So take it personal,
well,
Ryan.
Well, that's good. Yeah, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Is that right? something like that. But it's this sort of herd sort of behavior that you don't see...in males. It's very unusual because for the most part, men and women are roughly the same. This is just this totally weird sort of exception to all this sort of stuff. Like, I remember as a kid, you'd make jokes about like, oh, yeah, you know, you've never been to the girls' restroom and it must be this mysterious place where they have like lounges, couches, who knows what sort of stuff going on there because the girls would just disappear in packs, in groups.And do who knows what, including possibly actually using the facilities. Who knows?
I think we should invite boys on a ladies' room tour so that they will know if there's any mystery related to this.
I think it has to be reciprocal because as a woman, I always wonder what the boys' bathroom looks like. And I do not agree with Brian when you said that men...sound like lonely wolves. They don't want to be in a pack because what about the locker room discussions or what about all those nights when guys get together and drink beer and watch sports and gossip about ladies?
You do see that, but that's just like a normal activity, not like bathrooms or...you know, on a hunt or whatever.
All right, okay. I do not appreciate that tone about, you know, us in packs and hunting. That is not it at all. But certainly, I think, ladies, you know, you take the time you want when it comes to you enjoying, sharing, and that is just what we are.